Welcome to another episode where we explore the fascinating intersections of technology and society. Today, we're diving into a headline that's stirring up quite a buzz. Elon Musk says he's launching his own political party. Let's get into the details.
Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, has announced his intention to form a new political party called the America Party. Musk's move comes after a significant fallout with President Donald Trump, particularly over a budget bill that impacts electric car rebates. Musk's party plans to focus on a few key Senate and House seats, aiming to break what he describes as a one-party system.
That's a bold move by Musk. What exactly led to this fallout with Trump, and how might it affect Musk's influence in politics?
The crux of the fallout seems to be Trump's budget bill, which slashes rebates on electric cars, a core interest for Musk. Despite being a major donor to Trump's campaign with over $250 million contributed, Musk has distanced himself due to the bill's potential to increase the budget deficit. Musk's initiative, named DOGE, aimed at reducing government spending, now seems at odds with Trump's fiscal policies.
It's intriguing how Musk's political ambitions might reshape his public persona. Do you think this could impact Tesla or SpaceX in any way?
Musk's political venture could indeed have repercussions for his businesses. While it may galvanize supporters who align with his views on government spending, it could also alienate others, potentially impacting Tesla's market perception. Moreover, his focus on specific legislative seats could influence policy decisions that affect his companies.
Switching gears from politics to social media, let's talk about Blue Sky and its evolving platform. What's the latest there?
Blue Sky, a social media platform, is experiencing a bit of turmoil with the disappearance of one of its most iconic accounts, the Louvre of Blue Sky. Known for capturing and critiquing rogue posts, this account played a significant role in shaping the platform's culture by highlighting the often chaotic nature of social media interactions.
The disappearance of such a notable account must have a significant impact. What does this mean for the platform and its users?
The Louvre of Blue Sky's absence leaves a void in the platform's ecosystem. It served as a check on the quality of content, often critiquing posts with a mix of humor and scorn. Its disappearance could lead to a shift in user behavior and content quality, as the account was a key player in moderating the community's tone and interactions.
Fascinating how social media dynamics evolve. Now let's head over to Columbus, Ohio, where Drive Capital is making waves in the venture capital scene. What's happening there?
Drive Capital, a venture firm based in Columbus, has successfully navigated a challenging split between its co-founders. Despite the internal upheaval, the firm has rebounded by returning $500 million to investors in a single week, largely through strategic exits from companies like Root Insurance and Thoughtful Automation.
That's impressive resilience. How did Drive Capital manage to turn things around so effectively?
Drive Capital's success lies in its strategic focus on the Midwest, capitalizing on opportunities often overlooked by coastal investors. By staying committed to this region, they've been able to identify and nurture high-potential startups, ultimately delivering significant returns to their investors.
It's a testament to the power of regional investment strategies. Now, let's turn our attention to Google, which is facing some legal challenges in the EU. What's the story there?
Google is under scrutiny from the European Commission following an antitrust complaint by the Independent Publishers Alliance. The complaint accuses Google of using web content for its AI overviews without adequate compensation to publishers, leading to significant traffic and revenue losses for news outlets.
This isn't the first time Google has faced antitrust issues. How might this complaint affect their AI strategies moving forward?
If the EU rules against Google, it could force the company to rethink how it integrates AI-generated content into search results. This might involve offering publishers more control over their content or implementing revenue sharing models to appease content creators.
Legal battles aside, let's explore a potential truce in the AI world. OpenAI and Meta are being urged to consider a ceasefire. What's the context here?
With the competitive AI landscape intensifying, there's a call for OpenAI and Meta to collaborate rather than compete. the rivalry, marked by talent poaching and public spats, could be counterproductive. A ceasefire could foster innovation and allow both companies to focus on advancing AI technologies together.
A collaboration could indeed unlock new possibilities. What are the potential benefits of such a partnership?
By joining forces, OpenAI and Meta could pool their resources and expertise, accelerating the development of AI technologies. This cooperation could also set a precedent for other tech giants, encouraging a more collaborative approach to AI innovation.
Speaking of collaboration, let's delve into how AI is influencing art appreciation at Meta and Google. What's happening in this creative intersection?
AI is reshaping how tech giants like Meta and Google engage with art. Both companies are increasingly investing in AI-driven art projects, positioning themselves as modern-day patrons akin to the Metasys. Google's collaboration with designers using its WISC tool exemplifies how AI can enhance artistic expression and innovation.
It's amazing to see technology and art converge. How is this shift impacting the broader tech industry?
This newfound appreciation for art signals a broader trend where tech companies are recognizing the value of creativity and culture. By integrating AI into artistic endeavors, they're not only expanding their brand appeal, but also exploring new ways to engage with diverse audiences.
What a journey through today's tech landscape. From Musk's political ambitions to AI's artistic impact, we've covered a lot. Stay tuned for more insights and stories in our next episode.